Welcome to Unashamed Smut Lovers Podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today we are reading The Ashes of Akinir by Jennifer Cody. We settled on Courtney's pick. If anybody listened to our fight at the end of the last episode, in case you want to know what it sounds like when best friends for 22 years fight, there you go. I hope we remember to leave that in. So, the blurb on this book is like 9 fucking years long.
It really is. It's a very long blurb.
I think the gist of it is that Sparrow was content and happy living in his commune. So Sparrow was content to live in his commune and just work and whatever. And then they betray him like bitches. And he says, fuck you guys, burns the place to the ground and leaves. I don't remember if that's actually said in the blurb or if I just made that up. And then he goes to Edric, and Edric is like, oh, I was married to your mom. Let me keep you and give you a title and teach you some things. And in the meantime, wow, you feel really nice in my arms. Let's bang. And that's the gist.
Yeah, so it's a steampunk fantasy romance with an emperor with vampiric tendencies. And then it says a tempting lost little lamb with blood that sings to him. So I'm so excited. I know Kelsey's less excited. I have read this author before, and they are very amazing. They do a lot of like kind of fantasy paranormal male books.
So before I forget, the midway point is chapter 19. It's technically 51%, but it's literally like the first page of 51%. So I feel like it counts. So there is an introduction. Hopefully I don't buzz my way through it. So misogyny doesn't exist in this world, neither do sexual prejudices. Titles aren't gendered. For example, instead of king and queen, all rulers are kings regardless of their gender. Dukes, barons, emperors, these titles do not indicate a person's gender. People can be he, she, or they without anyone thinking twice about it. Everyone respects the identity markers that people present. There is both tech and magic, and they are combined to create the world the characters live in. In Maldrin, the spirit of the law is more important than the letter of the law. The government provides food and shelter to anyone who needs it. It's not the best that is available, but it is available to everyone without question. Anything that a person needs to survive is a basic right. They don't have to work to earn what keeps them alive, but if they want better than basic necessities, they do have to work for it. The day is 20 hours, 10 hours of daylight, and 10 hours of night during the equinoxes. Hour 1 begins at dawn on the day of the equinox. Hour 11 would begin at dusk on the day of the equinox. Midnight would be hour 15. I'm not going to remember. Weeks are 10 days, and the work week is broken up into 3 days on, 2 days off. Months are 4 weeks long, and there are 10 months in a year. Long pointed ears happen with elves, and when Faerkin, Fae, mix it up with the humans. Otherwise, the Faerkin have really round ears and humans have human ears. It's weird. Let me be weird. If I found a place to put it in the book to explain this, I wouldn't be putting it in the introduction to the world. So, okay. Basically, this is like a world explanation because in the book, they're just getting into shit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is... I'm really excited. There is a glossary, but those of you who are reading along with us, just go ahead and do that because there is no way I want to even attempt to pronounce any of this.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, there's also a content warning. Here I go. Ready? Here we are. Content warning. Heavily imbalanced power dynamic with elements of consensual dubious consent, oral fixation, including cock warming, cock nursing, and the use of a penis-shaped pacifier does not include age play, the consensual use of magic to force arousal and submission, breath play, vampiric blood play that includes the consumption of blood, somnophilia. I love somnophilia. Descriptions of a secluded commune with cult-like practices, violence including descriptive murder, human sacrifice, dryad and vampire, words are hard, use of magic to cause self-inflicted death, use of magic to torture a main character, loss of a parent off-page and in the past, mention of past child abuse and on-page description of scarring, mention of the inclusion of a main character in his father's harem, smoking and recreational use of certain types of herbs, a war in which a major world power invades and subjugates a small country. While not graphically described, war atrocities are mentioned, including the display of the bodies of political enemies. Fuck, I'm tired. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing this fucking book, Courtney. Too much before we can even start.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay. I've never had to fight Kelsey so hard on a male book. I can't even.
Okay. It's not that. It's that I have been wanting to read this other book. And Courtney is like, no vagina. Vagina is in the past.
It's not the vagina. It's the man in that story. That's the problem. It's the dick. His dick specifically. No,
I've just been seeing that book recommended like every single time I open social media. That book is like, hey, read this, read this, read this. Like, people are going crazy over it. And I want to join the group, okay, of people who have read it, and that's really what it boils down to. But I'm not opposed to this book. I'm not excited. I do feel like, calm down, lady, right? Like, we're not even into it yet, and I feel like I've traveled a journey. I've not read this author before, as far as I know, so that could be part of it. Like, I don't have a preconceived, like, oh my gosh, she's such a good author. Currently speaking, I'm like, bruh, chill out.
You know what the funniest part about this is all of the Jennifer Cody books I have read have been rom-coms. This is the only one I've seen that isn't one.
Bitch, I want to read a rom-com. And Courtney's like, no. We're still in a fight.
I know. Well, I'm excited to see how she does angst, because she does. Her rom-coms are funny, and they're all male. I don't think she has any male-female books, but they're hilarious. But I am so excited to see how she does angst. Such a moody bitch lately. I need I'm the one who's screaming hurt me lately. I don't know what is wrong with me.
It's funny. Okay, so if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read until chapter 19 and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yes. I really love this story.
Before we get into it, if you hear a lot of background noise, my neighbors are jackhammering, and I don't know. Hopefully they're on a break, but sorry if it cuts through. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I do really like the book and the story. However, I have a couple of questions, or just more curiosities, and I don't think we're going to get the answers to any of them, so I'm just going to voice them. So it talks about how Sparrow's mother married, I forgot his name.
Edric.
Okay, so Sparrow's mother married Edric. About 3 months into that marriage, she gets pregnant, doesn't say anything, leaves and joins the commune. And then I'm assuming there's like a split
kind of like custody situation where like she goes to the palace and then comes back and then goes and then comes back. And then but Sparrow never leaves. Like, he is confined to the commune with the man he calls his dad and then everybody else in the commune. So she dies when he's around 10. But is he Edric's son? Because they make a lot of like.
No,
I guess not. Illusion.
The guy that he called his dad is his father.
Yeah, but it's like they keep having this like conversation about how he should have known about him and how he should have been given to Edric when he was born and like little things like that. And I'm like, and I don't think really in the context of this world it would have mattered either way. But it's just the way they keep talking, it's almost like, you know, it makes me question. And like I said, it wouldn't have mattered either way, I don't think. But it's like, what was it yours?
If that I'm enjoying reading the book now. But there is a lot of just like, happening. And I was like basically fucking cross-eyed for the first 30% of the book. I didn't really start getting into it until right before the midway point, and then I was like, what the fuck. So I think that I think that this book would have had so much potential if it was a series and like fleshed out so much more, because the world is just kind of thrown at you like you're supposed to fucking know what's going on. And I just don't like that. Like, I get that she had that first part in the beginning that kind of gave you a breakdown of some of the things about the world, but it just it doesn't feel smooth when you're reading it. Like, the world building does not feel seamless because you just have so much thrown at you that you're just supposed to get.
Yeah. And I do. Yeah. I also appreciate the breakdown, but you're right. And also, there's just so much happening. There's like, they've got a war going on. There's the thing with the other communes that might be happening. There's obviously, there was the situation with the fact that his commune burned down. It turns out that he was the one who killed everyone. Also, there's like no kids at the commune, and it's a lot. You jump in with like no context, and there's so many things happening, and you get very little context as the story goes on. I really do like the book, but I think you're right. It would have been better as like a duet or a series, especially. I'm so bored with series that the problem is I probably would never have started this book if it was a series.
Same.
So
I feel like this author just could have done better. Like, there's a lot of positive things about it. Like, it is an enjoyable read now that we're starting to get into some stuff. But the first, like, almost half of the book, I was just like cross-eyed reading it. Had no idea what the fuck was going on. Just kind of going page by page, hoping eventually I would get into it more. Like, I was enjoying it, but it was just like, I had no idea what the fuck was happening. We're starting to get a little more understanding now that we're getting a little further into it. We're a little more used to it. At least I am. Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's a bad book, but I would say that it definitely had a lot more potential than was shown.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. To be completely fair, I think most of Jennifer Cody's books are series that focus on, you know, especially like more fleshed out worlds. So I do agree that this would have been a really good series and just like focus on one issue at a time throughout the books, you know, or so I do agree with that. I'm still really enjoying it, though. I think just the chaos of the world kind of keeps me focused on like the romance building between the characters, because that is the one part that is starting to kind of come together in a really good way. like you get, you know, you're getting to see a little bit of Sparrow's trauma and Edric's, you know, past and things like that. And I like it.
I don't know. It was just really hard for me to get into because there's just so much happening that is just completely unexplained. So it was a hard hurdle for me to jump. But now that we're starting to kind of have more of an understanding of everything, I am getting into it more. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to dive back in.
Oh, same here. I am so excited. I've been just kind of waiting. I'm like, oh, no. Kelsey had a lot going on. And so, like, man. But no, seriously.
Start work on Monday.
I'm so excited for you.
So I don't really know what to say about the plot because I don't really understand what's going on. Yeah. I mean, Courtney touched on the only points that like are relevant at this point.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start to understand more when we go back. But as of now, there's just a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess come meet us again at the end.
Yeah. If you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
I finished it a while ago, but
me too.
So I really did like the book. I did. It was a lot. And I know Kelsey said this in part one, but it was like you kind of get thrown into the middle and there's so much happening that it's hard to like keep track really of anything going on.
Yeah, and what I will say, too, that I realized after I finished the book, because I was just curious if I was correct, and I was, I have also read this author before, because you have recommended her to me, and I...
Was it the mute one?
Yeah, so I've read this author before. And I very much enjoyed her other books. This one, listen... I was mostly on board. I was hanging in tough. I was doing okay. And drum roll, please. Here goes one of those, why the fuck did you put this in the book rants? The flying orgasm? What? Why? Why did we jack him off to fly? Why is that a thing? Okay. Why was that in the book? It was completely unnecessary, super stupid, and did not fit the vibe of this book. Like,
are you talking? You're talking about the orgy at the mountain thing, or
no? When he's like, "I need to get up to the boat," and so the god's like, "I got you," and jacks him off.
Yeah,
and he orgasms. He flies. I was like, "That's dumb." I thought it was.
If only Tinkerbell had been that, you know. Had that kind of ingenuity.
I like totally lost me at that point. I was like, that was completely just ridiculous. Like that, why did that have to be added in? Yeah. So I was on board until that point, and then I was like, nope, fuck this book.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, there was just so much going on. This would have been such a better, like, series. It was just too much at once. And I agreed. There was some things that were, like, thrown in that you were just like, okay, cool. Because, like, yeah. It had a war. And then it felt like the war was, like, this huge central focus for a while. And then it completely got interrupted by this whole second major plot line. And then it was like, oh, war is over. And I was like, what? What just happened? And then there was, like, a kidnapping. It was a lot. It wasn't bad. And the, like, relationship with the characters, the main characters, was really good. It's just, I feel like the plot was too much for me. It was too busy.
Yes. And okay, back to your orgy point. The whole book, they're like, oh yeah, we're monogamous. We don't want to share. We don't want to do orgies. We don't want to do like blah, 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 blah. And then like magic comes into play and they're like, let's fuck everyone. That I was like, there's a lot of things that I was just like, can you pick a lane?
Yeah.
This is a good author. I have read this author before. I've enjoyed this author before. And this book, like, I made it through, but it was lots of room for improvement, you know?
Absolutely. It felt super rushed and just super it was busy. It was too busy. There was a lot of, like, weird, I wouldn't say plot holes, but, like, plot tears, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole thing with the mom, it was a lot. It was a lot. And
what the fuck? It was, like, the whole last half of the book just went all the way off the rails. Like, we were barely hanging on to the rails at the midway point. And then the last half, it just derailed, went in an entirely different direction. Like, I don't know what the fuck we read at this point. Like, it has been like a week since I finished reading the book or whatever we recorded last. I finished like right away because I was just kind of like, let's just get through this. And yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
No, it wasn't my favorite either. I'm a little disappointed because I really pushed heavy for this book only for it to disappoint me a little bit. So
I was, you know, really hoping that even though it wasn't my favorite, that you would have loved it. But I feel like, especially when we're in a read along, we're so hypercritical of the books. But like this book I would have DNF'd it if I was reading it on my own, anyways.
I don't know if I would have DNF'd it, but I probably would have book hopped a lot. Like, it would have taken me probably at least another week or two to actually go back and finish it, because I would have to read it in, like, pieces. So it's like, read a chapter, digest that chapter for a day or two, read a chapter. Because it was a lot. So, yeah. Like I said, on that note, we are finally getting to Kelsey's pick, and I have that she has been jonesing for it. And so I'm actually really excited because I just juiced myself up on a bunch of male female, and now I'm on that kick, and I'm actually really excited to dive in.
And if it sucks, we can just remember this moment.
Because I both just made bad picks this month, I guess. If it sucks, it might be like a super fantastic book.
I have been seeing people go crazy for it everywhere for so long now that I'm just like, I will be surprised if it sucks. Because usually when you see so many people so hyped up on a book for so long, it's a great book. And it's rom-com and it's paranormal and we don't know. We don't know. So I don't know. I am one to fall into the hype. Okay. If there's a lot of hype around a book, I want to know what it's about. So that'll be next week. If you guys are interested in that, then stick around for that. Come back. Yeah. So I don't have anything else on this book. I don't want to trash it because like it had potential, but like flying orgasms are really not my thing. So
yeah. I've got nothing else. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah. Thanks guys. Bye.